Meet the Press, with tonight's guest, the Lord Mayor of Berlin, Germany, Ernst Reuter, in a spontaneous, unrehearsed press conference. Four of this country's leading reporters are here in our conference room with Mr. Reuter to ask him the questions you would ask. Now meet Mr. Robert McCormick of NBC, who has had long experience as a reporter on the Washington scene. And here is Mrs. May Craig, Washington correspondent for the Portland, Maine Press Herald, another of the country's ace reporters. Nationally known columnist for the New York Mirror and other papers throughout the country, Mr. Victor Rizel. While here is Mr. Lawrence Spivak, editor of the American Mercury magazine and a regular member of our press panel. Now meet our guest, Mr. Ernst Reuter, mayor of one of the hottest political spots in the world, Berlin, Germany. He is in this country for a brief visit. And finally, Mr. Phelps Adams, chief of the Washington Bureau of the New York Sun.
And now, if our panel is ready, I see that Mrs. Craig has the first question.
Mr. Mayor, I think what the people of this country are most interested in is what's going to happen next in the Berlin blockade.
What's going to happen next in the Berlin blockade? That depends on many, many major political issues. For the time being, we can only say the blockade will go ahead. I cannot see any other possibility than to strengthen the airlift, to be strong enough to come through this difficult time.
That's very difficult for the German people, I know. They've stood up under it rather well, have they not?
Yes.
Can they go on?
I think they can go on. I think they must go on. I think they will go on.
With the unemployment?
The unemployment is a heavy burden for us. We have about 10% unemployment. And I hope that eventually the airlift will be strengthened during this next time. Then the unemployment will not raise anymore.
Mr. Rizal.
Mayor Reuter, you said in December 1948 that what the Americans should have done was to load a convoy of trucks with coal and food, surround them by armed tanks, and crash through, and that the Russians wouldn't shoot. Wouldn't you recommend that still as good tactics?
You see, that's not my task to recommend anything to the American policy. And I never have made in publicly such a statement. I think if somebody will do that, nothing will happen.
You still think that if we try to crash through, the Russians wouldn't shoot? There wouldn't be a hot war instead of a cold war.
I don't think so.
Mr. McCormick.
Mr. Mayor, the last time I talked to you, I asked you what you thought of the Russians, and you do a very careful distinction between the Russians and the Soviet. Would you mind telling me what the difference is in your mind?
The difference is that I have to make the same difference with the Russian people, which I made personally always between the German people and the Nazis. And I never did understand why somebody else couldn't see that distinction. The Russian people is a very kind people. I like it very much. And I cannot see why the Russian people have to be held responsible for their government. We have to fight the government, the military Soviet administration. It's quite different from the Russian people.
Mr. Spivak.
Mr. Reuter, what's going to be the outcome of the blockade? The Russians keep it up indefinitely? Can we keep it up indefinitely? Can the German people keep it up indefinitely?
I don't think so. You know as well as I that such things are never going on indefinitely. But the only possibility to come out from this ordeal is to show to the Soviet masters that they are not able to break down the resistance of the people of Berlin.
Well, suppose we've showed that. Do you think they're going to back down?
Yeah, I think one day they will go other way, because they have not only blockade of Berlin, they have the counter-blockade too, and there are many things they have to reconsider.
You know, may I follow through for 1 minute on this?
Go ahead.
You don't
please.
Think, then, that this Cold War in Berlin is immediately going to result in a hot war?
I don't think so, not at all.
Well, why don't you think so?
Nobody can prove his own conviction with a mathematical formula, but we are watching the Russian situation, the Soviet situation quite near. I don't think, I cannot see any sign of willingness from the Soviet side to go to a war. I think they are not prepared, and they are not willing to go that way.
May I interrupt with a question here just a minute, Mr. Mayor? Do you attach any significance to this change of Marshal Sokolovsky over there?
Well, I think that's of minor importance. Maybe that can be one part of the reshuffle in the Soviet government and so on. I have the feeling that they are shrinking a little more. Maybe they are frightened even, and they have the feeling that they must prepare more for what they call, I think, self-defense.
Mrs. Craig.
Mr. Mayor, could you give us a guess how you think they might get out of it?
Oh, there are many possibilities. There are great diplomats, and you can find always formula. For example, in the Russian newspapers, there's never spoken of the blockade of Berlin. There's always spoken only the fact that the Americans are blockading the poor Soviet zone. That means if you will be kind enough to lift the blockade of the Soviet zone, then eventually the Berlin blockade can be lifted too. There are many possibilities to save the face.
Mr. Rizal.
Mr. Reuter, what's happening to the Communist Party itself, both in Berlin and in the Eastern Zone? Is the party gaining strength or crumbling? Is it gaining strength in the labor movement? Is it crumbling? With an army or without an army, could it exist?
You see, if in Berlin, let me say in Berlin West, where we have very poor conditions, there would be a real strength of the Communist Party. You should have been able to see everyday troubles. But come to Western Berlin, you will see we have no troubles, nobody is grumbling. That means there is no communist movement left at all.
And couldn't exist without a Russian army to back it?
Not one day.
Any place in Eastern Europe?
Any place in Eastern Europe, at least any place in the Eastern zone of Germany. Any place. And I'm sure in other places too.
Mr. Mayor, have the Berlin people always been completely happy about our own administration? Weren't they pretty dissatisfied with ours until the blockade began?
You see, in Berlin, there's a difference between Berlin and Western Germany. In Berlin, we have four powers and four kind of administrations. And apart from that, Berlin has been a town always open to the whole world and more open-minded. And then there has been a certain competition between the four powers too. So that in Berlin, you never have seen so much grumbling about the American administration as maybe in the American zone.
Well, that brings a question to my mind that I wanted to ask you, Mr. Mayor. Do the German people regard the Americans as their friends or their enemies today?
In Berlin, there can be no question that every Berliner knows that the Americans are their friends, because without American help, you cannot stand against the Soviet aggression.
Mr. Spivak.
Mr. Mayor, do you think it possible for the East and West to work out a solution, a compromise, to run Berlin together?
That is possible in theory, but in practice it will be very difficult. And so far as I can see, some things must settle before. We must settle the legal status of Berlin. Berlin must be declared a land. We must go to the system of post-disapproval and not the system of prior approval as we have now. Under the old conditions we have had till the blockade began, I cannot see any possibility for
one face-saving device would be, of course, if either the Americans or the Russians suggested that both the Russians and the Allies get out of Berlin. What would you Berliners think of that? How would that affect you?
Yes, first I should very much like to know where they have to go if they go out of Berlin. To Potsdam or to the surroundings of Berlin? Do you think that the Americans have to go out of Berlin and the Russians will continue to surround Berlin? That will not be a very pleasant solution for us.
Well, suppose they really do get out, though.
Get out from...
Yes, I mean, would you...
How far?
Well, how far would you like them to go?
Oh, behind the Vistula. That is...
how far would you like the Americans to go?
Oh, to France.
Mrs. Craig.
Mr. Mayor, that brings me to the rather basic question. Do you think a conflict between Western democracy and communism is inevitable? Must we fight it out?
Conflict, you mean a conflict by war?
Yes, I do.
No, I don't think that's inevitable.
You do think we can exist together
I
in the world?
I do think we can come a peaceful solution if we are showing our real strengths and if we are willing to stand firm. That's my conviction.
Mr. Reuter, there were many in America who didn't want a peaceful solution when the Nazis occupied had power in Germany. Why should we now want a peaceful solution? Why should it be talk of anything short of war with the communists, same totalitarianism occupying 14 or 15 nations in Europe?
No, I think eventually if the Russians have to walk out from Germany, they will have to walk out from Czechoslovakia and from Poland too. Let them go to their homeland.
How is that going to be accomplished? The Politburo doesn't gently withdraw from any nation it has if we don't accomplish it with an army.
You see, even in Berlin you can see that the mistakes the Soviets have made have given results. They are beginning to reconsider their situation. Let me take the decision of the last days. Everybody did ask me if we will introduce the Westmark in Berlin, what will be the Russian reaction? And I always told them nothing, and I have perfectly right. And you can be sure after some time the Russians will force to accept the Western Mark in their eastern sector of Berlin too. We are stronger if we know what means that real strength. We can put them slowly but surely back. That is absolutely possible.
Mrs. Craig.
Mr. Mayor, I'm thinking of it in the larger sense. As long as the communists hold the basic doctrine of world revolution, how can there be peace unless everybody else submits?
Yeah, as long as the Western powers and the free world is not insisting on the liberation and not fulfilling the task to liberate these peoples who want to be free, that will be very difficult. But in the long run, the Soviets cannot stay against the greater moral strength of the Western peoples. That is impossible. I don't know, maybe after 20, 30 years we will have a war, I don't know. But for the time being, I can see the possibility to come to a solution, at least for the time being, without a war.
Have not dictators in the last decade beaten down good and noble and well-meaning people?
Yes, because you have given in too much and too long time. If you should have shown your strengths earlier, the history should have gone the other way. But there are past days, and it's very difficult for me as a German to complain about your policy in the past years. I do not want to do that. It's not my business. You will understand my situation.
I do.
Well, Mr. Mayor,
Mr. Spivak,
do you think then that the North Atlantic Pact will act as a war deterrent?
No, the North Atlantic Pact will act as a peace-saving act. That's my conviction.
No, that's what I meant, as a war deterrent, that it will stop. Yeah. It will stop
it will
the war.
It stop the aggression. And will give a relief to everybody. You see, the greatest danger lies in the fact that nobody was certain whether or not really, in case of case, we will be defended. If everybody, Soviets too, know that, then we will not go to war.
May I ask you one other question? The general military feeling has been here that in case of war, the Russians could take the entire continent within a very short period of time, that there are no real defenses anywhere else in Europe. Do you think that's true?
I will say you one thing. I am not a general and I'm not a soldier. I have been only a private soldier.
But you know your
And
people.
This kind of thinking in military terms, for my opinion, is not the right way. If we are going in Europe to a real constructive policy, to reconstruct Europe, unite Europe, and work together, then our strengths will be so great that we will have no military events. Well, if you have a war, I'm not an expert, maybe you are right, but a war will come only if we are too weak, if we are giving the temptation to the aggressor because he sees we are weak. We do not want to defend ourselves.
Mr. Rizal.
Mayor Reuter, I have here a transcript of the Russian attack on you, over the air a few nights ago. They call you here a German-speaking agent of U.S. monopoly capitalism who are here on a present visit to make war this spring. Would you care to reply to this?
I will say you one thing. In my own town, nobody is reading these newspapers, and everybody is laughing about them. I have the great honor to be the first number on the list of warmongers. It's the most ridiculous thing we ever have seen. We are given, we do not give very much attention to all this stuff.
Why do the communists call you their number one enemy?
Number one enemy because I think they very well did understand that I understand them, that they don't like a man who understands them. That's the only thing.
Mr. McCormick. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to change the subject just a little bit if I could. Were you surprised at what you found in this country? Did you have any... Was anything left in your mind of the Nazi propaganda? I mean, were you surprised to see that we weren't damaged by the war particularly? Or?
I don't really understand.
I mean, were you surprised by this country and the fact that we weren't touched by the war at all? One of my friends who came over here with me said that you were a little surprised to find out that we actually hadn't been badly hurt during the war.
You must understand, for a man coming from the ruins of Berlin to see a city like Washington 24 hours after he left Berlin, that is a tremendous contrast. And it cannot be other than to be shocked at the very first moment. How is it possible that on the earth one part is living under this miserable condition and the other part is living like you are living? Well, you are hurt by war, I know that very well, but your people is living the fairly good conditions in comparison to what we are going through.
Mr. Spivak.
Mr. Mayor, in 1921, I understand, you joined the Communist Party.
Yes. But
within a year, you broke from them. Would you tell us briefly why you joined and why you broke?
I didn't join in 1921. I did join during my stay in Russia as prisoner of war. And I thought it over very often. I was a young man. I think even now I would go the same way if I should be in the same age. That was the time when the Russian Revolution meant peace. And I came in Germany myself from the more pacifistic angle of view. And I left the Communist Party at the end of 1921 for the same reason I'm fighting the Russians now. Because I didn't want to see other people always to interfere in our own matters. That was the reason I left the Communist Party. This introduction of methods and kind of finding thinking, which is absolutely foreign to our own country in the long run, is impossible.
Mr. Rizal.
Mayor Reuter, you're a democratic socialist, a social democrat.
Yeah.
Communists say social fascist.
Yes.
Tell me, would you like to see a socialist Germany, a democratic socialist Germany, fully socialized once the occupation forces leave you to your own?
We want our program in Germany of the Social Democratic Party is quite clear. Our greatest task is the socialization of the Ruhr and coal mine industry. What means fully socialized country? Nobody of ours wants to have fully socialized every enterprise. We don't want to have a state slavery in our country. We are Democrats. But we want to have socialized the important and vital national resources, which must not be given back to the old owners, but they must be used for peaceful purpose, and we have to work together with other European nations. That can only be done, according to our opinion, if we have a socialization of the Ruhr and coal mines and the steel, heavy steel industry. That is our program.
Mr. Mayor, there's a curiosity in this country. I'd like to have your opinion as to whether you think Adolf Hitler is really dead. Did he die in Berlin, in the bunker?
Certainly he did.
What makes
have you
think
any doubt?
So? Well, I got there a little too late to have any good opinion.
Yes.
I wondered what you think.
Well, certainly he's dead. And even if he is not dead, what worse? He cannot do anything more.
Sure, he's
politically
dead.
Dead.
Isn't dead.
We're having trouble enough without him, aren't we?
Yes.
Mr. McCormick?
Mr. Mayor, getting back to this business of socialization, what do you think of what we have done with the Ruhr? There's been considerable criticism of it even in this country. Are we turning it back to the cartels? The French, of course, are out there.
You mean the American policy?
Yes.
American policy hasn't done very much with the war because it lay in the British zone. That maybe you have been a hindrance to the quicker socialization. That may be, because always we were told we cannot go to socialization without having a central government and so on. We are not very much pleased with these decisions. You know that very well.
You mean you as a political party?
I, as a political leader of my own party and everybody of ours, we should very much like to have a quicker decision in that direction. But we are not free for the time being to take the decision as we like.
Mr. Spivak.
Mr. Mayor, recently a so-called cultural conference was held in New York by some communist-dominated groups, the one that Shostakovich attended.
Yeah.
And a request was made to travel throughout the country, which was refused. Now, if a group like that wanted to hold a similar conference in Berlin, would you be in favor of it, or would you reject their request?
I personally would not object. For our conditions we are living, I should say, let them speak what they want to speak.
You think you have plenty of propaganda now that's much more...
Yes, the more they are speaking, the better for us. Everybody does understand what that means. Nobody will be deceived in our country. This time has gone. No danger for us.
Mr. Rizal.
Mayor Ruth, Reuter, I think, our Walden's...
Reuter.
He'll be mayor and governor.
Man.
Mayor Reuter, do you think that you're doing much with the younger generations, the one that went through Hitler's strength through joy groups and the young groups? Are you winning them away from the philosophy of Nazism? Can you make Democrats out of them?
I personally have mostly experience with the founding of the Free University at Berlin. You know, I have been very busy to rebuild this university. And I must say, these young students we have been able to assemble there, about 2,500, are finest people I ever have seen. I should very much like you, if you come to Berlin, to go to the Free University, to sit in one of their rooms and to listen, if they are receiving lessons, to listen to their faces and to see these young people. Then you will give a positive answer to your question.
Are they characteristic, these students, of the youth?
Yes.
You are winning them over?
Yes, I think so. We are able. I don't know whether we are winning them over all over Germany, but there where I have the possibility to watch them, I have the certain feeling we are able to win them over.
And prevent the resurgence of the Nazi movement, you think?
Yes, but the resurgence of the Nazi movement, that depends on the general development in Europe. You know, we must unite Europe. We must give a constructive policy to the European peoples, including Germany.
Mrs. Craig.
Mr. Mayor, that leads right to the question I want to ask. Do you think France has cause to fear the rise of a new German militarism?
I think France is always fearing.
Yes.
I think France is always looking backward too much. I fully realize and I can understand, and I think every responsible German must understand that there is some reason for fear. And it is our great duty and difficult task to convince France that it has not to fear. But one day France too must understand it has to look not only backward but forward too.
Well, that leads to my next question. The present controversy as to what kind of a constitution we shall have for Western Germany, a loose federation or a strong central state? What is your position on it?
My position is that the question is a wrong one. Nobody will have a strong centralized government. That is not possible. Prussia is out. We ever will have in Germany the Länder. And the local administration will be decentralized in any case. But for some problems which we have to solve, the consequences of the war, the social consequences of war, the question of reparation and so on, we must have at least some government which can act in your country too, which is much greater, and where the problems are much easier, you are going to the line to give more rights to federal government.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask you there, what chance do you think you have of getting the German people to agree at this time on a constitution? I understand there's great difference of opinion.
For the very moment, so far as I know, I haven't had the latest news, the situation has become a little difficult. In Bonn, I myself am a member of the Parliamentary Council. We worked out a compromise, and I think it was a very fair compromise. And everybody who is speaking to me privately agrees. But in publicity, all these old difficulties we have always in Europe are coming and hindering the situation. And you cannot impose every detail of a constitution by force from abroad. At least something was left to the Germans themselves. The compromise we got, in my opinion, has been a good one, and I earnestly hope that the very small difference which are left now will be overcome, because we must have this constitution, we must settle the German problem, we must get general elections in Germany, we must get political responsibility for our people, and we must be affiliated to Western Europe. It's a question of death and life.
Well, how much difficulty, Mr. Mayor, has been caused by this recent action over there, this agreement to take 52 square miles away from Western Germany, this little tiny piece of territory?
Sure, I think that is not the greatest sign of political wisdom to take this decision.
I agree with you.
Yes, but I myself, I will try to do my utmost not to dramatize the situation in any case, but... Was it really needed to take over this, couldn't be better done by free agreement with the Germans? The Germans should have been willing to give something, should have been much better to do it by agreement. And then you are going against your own principles. You have said to the Soviets that the question of the eastern frontier of Germany can be settled only by a peace treaty. In Western Germany, you are going the other way. I'm sorry. I personally cannot see that this decision has been a right one. But I don't think that is of so great importance as the newspapers, who are always inclined to dramatize some things, are writing. And I hope that we will be reasonable enough to, may I say, forgive you?
Mr.
Mayor, what would happen if we all got out of Germany in the very near future? Could Germany make its own way?
I don't think so, that you will go out for the next time. And if you go out, then you must be absolutely sure that in the whole of Germany, free democratic style of life is possible, free elections are possible. That means you must have guarantees. And that is not my task to settle this problem. I don't think that will come very quick.
One very quick question now, please, Mr. Rizal.
As a sophisticated social democratic leader, give us a formula for defeating the communists without war. How do we beat the communists? You're a veteran social democratic leader, an experienced communist.
Beat the communists?
Defeat them.
In,
Berlin, ideologically and
in
otherwise.
In Berlin, no communist movement is left at all.
What about Europe?
In... the eastern zone of Germany, no communist movement will be left at all if the Russian army is walking out. And in Germany, the influence is going down.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, our time is up.